Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Des Cahill is here with the sports news, kicking off with football.
Yeah, and mixed results for the Irish sides last night. Shamrock Rovers were beaten, predictably enough, 4-0 by the Greek champions PAOK. That was in Greece, in Thessalonica. But St. Patrick's Athletic earned a very impressive nil-all draw with the Turkish side, Basaksehir, to leave their Conference League playoff tie finally balanced before the return leg next week. Now, Shamrock Rovers still have a second leg of their tie to come in Tallaght, but they have the consolation of knowing that even if they don't progress, they will automatically go into the Conference League group stages, and that guarantees them €3.6 million. St. Pat's manager Stephen Kenny acknowledges his side will be underdogs going to Istanbul for their second leg next week. And when he spoke with Tony O'Donoghue, he was clearly frustrated that they have to first play in Dundalk on Sunday, but he was really pleased with their performance.
Yeah, we're still in the tie, very much so. I feel, you know, to get into the group stages for where we've come from, seventh place in the league, would be monumental by the players. And I think they've shown it in the European games. Like, we've been underdog in every round, and we've been absolutely brilliant in Europe. And tonight, first half were absolutely outstanding. They beat Manchester United 2-1. We played them off the park there for the first half, and Keane Levy came on, and just one moment of outstanding skill to beat two players the way he did, at speed and crack it from outside, just the edge of the box to off the inside of the post and out. It was hard to believe it didn't go in. It was such a brilliant bit of skill. He was just so unlucky.
So it's next Wednesday. You don't even have a full week, but like I say, you're really giving yourself a chance now.
Yeah, it's because it's an early kickoff over there, and because they're 2 hours ahead of us, it's five and three quarter days. So the Turkish League have given all the Turkish teams the weekend off who are in Europe to prepare for the Champions League and Europa League games. We've 90 minutes in Dundalk on Sunday before we fly out. So we've tough schedule, and we'll just have to try and get through that and get ourselves ready, because the game in Istanbul is probably one of the most important games in St. Pat's history, one of the most important games in their history, and the club has been a long time in existence, so it's an opportunity that we want to grasp.
Yeah, good luck to them. Also in the Conference League last night, Chelsea beat Servette of Switzerland 2-0. Now, because of the European action, there are just three games tonight in the Premier Division, with another big one in Dublin, the leaders Shelburne hosting Bohemians at Talca Park. Second place Derry City make the long trip to Waterford, and Drogheda United host Sligo Rovers. In the First Division, the leaders Cork City are at Cove, and second place Athlone Town entertain fourth place Bray Wanderers. Now, in the big money golf, Keegan Bradley had a flawless opening round in Denver to take a one-shot lead at the weather-delayed BMW Championship. The American, who scraped into the last available spot in the 50-strong field, opened with a round of 6 under par 66. The weather delay kicked in with just 8 players left on the course, including Japan's Hideki Matsuyama, who finished on 5 under par, and Rory McIlroy, who had hoisted himself to 3 under. Now, he was standing over his putt on the 18 green when the siren went to stop play because of lightning. He returned a couple of hours later, bogeyed the hole, finished on 2 under. So we're still very much in the mix, though. Shane Lowry, not so much, 3 over par after 75. And Leona Maguire is 1 over going into round 2 of the Women's British Open at St Andrews this morning. She's 6 shots behind Charlie Hull, who leads on 5 under. Lauren Walsh, 3 over. Stephanie Meadow is 5 over. In Gaelic games, Shane Curran is the new Carlow senior football manager. The former Roscommon goalkeeper replaces Niall Carew. And in racing, another big win for Aidan O'Brien as Content reversed form with Irish Oaks winner You Got To Me to secure the Yorkshire Oaks. Today's feature there is the Nunthorpe Stakes, and there's also racing at Kilbeggan and Killarney.